Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you, we do bless you, we do praise you, we do glorify you, and we magnify you, and we honor your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Father, as your word goes forth on today, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. Thank you, Father God, that your word never returns unto void, and it always accomplishes absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, we embrace the goodness and the blessings of this day. We thank you for it, Father God. And Father, now we surrender the day back to you, Father, as we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and anywhere that we have come short, Father, of your honor, your praise, and your glory. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray now that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ is Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Afrida, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's day, and every day is his day, because this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. Proverbs, chapter number 3, and I'm going to read in your hearing verse number 9 and verse number 10, and it reads like this. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for his word, the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, we want to talk to you for a few moments with a subject, a theme of our lesson on today, the three steps to financial prosperity. The three steps to financial prosperity. Beloved, the first step to receiving a financial breakthrough in which you are reaping God's promised blessing and prosperity is to know that it is God's will for you to prosper. The second step is to know God's promises and act upon them. You must get your eyes off your circumstances and your lack and begin to meditate upon God's promises. You must begin to confess the promises into your circumstances. However, beloved, claiming God's promises and appropriating them in your life are not the same. Claiming God's promised blessings is not enough to give you the financial breakthrough that you need. You must take the third step. And the third step, beloved, as we shared with you in our scripture today, is to honor God with your substance. Beloved, your substance is whatever God has given you. Many Christians today are frustrated because they don't understand why they are not reaping God's promises for blessing and prosperity. They are claiming his promises, but they are not following the principles that he established for giving. And as a result of not honoring God with their substance, they are not reaping God's promises. God prospers and blesses us as we honor him with our substance, with the wealth that he has placed in our hands. Beloved, regardless of your income or what you possess, whether it is larger or small, God expects you to honor him with it. The word plenty, beloved, in our scripture, Proverbs 3 and 10, glory be to God, hallelujah. That word plenty, that let us look at that. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, with plenty, with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. That word plenty, beloved, means fullness, and it means abundance. The Hebrew root word means to become satisfied. The expression, when the Bible says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, depicts the greatest possible abundance. God wants to bless you with the greatest possible abundance. Beloved, when we honor the Lord with our substance, God promises to not only supply for our needs, but to bless us with plenty. Plenty, good and plenty. Good and plenty. Beloved, the question is now, are you ready for God to bless you with the greatest possible abundance? Can you even imagine that? No, you can't imagine it. It's beyond your expectations, your imagination. This is why Ephesians 3 and 20 tells us, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly above all we could ask or think. God wants to blow your mind. God wants to literally blow your mind with the greatest, the maximum, the exceeding great reward. This is what God has in mind for you. Beloved, we do not have the right and we cannot expect to reap God's blessings if we are not faithful to first give to God. Now, this may be hard for some people to accept, but nevertheless, it is true. We cannot expect God to deliver us out of our financial afflictions and prosper and bless us when we fail to be good stewards of what he has given to us. When we fail to live according to God's will concerning our finances, beloved, we open the door for Satan to attack us. All of God's blessings that he promised to the children of Israel were based upon their obedience. All of God's blessings that he promised to the children of Israel was based upon their obedience. They were given a choice. If they were obedient to God, they would live under an open heaven and receive his blessings. But if they were disobedient, they would live under a closed heaven and be cursed. Beloved, we have the same choice. We can choose to honor God with our substance by giving him our tithes and giving him our offerings and receive his supernatural provision and prosperity and be blessed beyond our imaginations. Or we can choose to withhold our finances from God and fail to receive his promised blessings. The choice is yours. The consequences belong to God. Beloved, I'm encouraging you today to take a personal inventory of your life with respect to your giving. Are you honoring God and recognizing that he is your source of supernatural provision by giving the very best of your substance to him. Again, our scripture reads, glory be to God, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy, with the first fruits, not second, third, fourth, the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Glory be to God. Three steps, beloved. Three steps. Hallelujah. Three steps. Claiming God's promises to prosper you is not enough to give you a financial breakthrough. You can claim it till your mouth run dry. You can claim it day in, day out. Name it and claim it. Grab it and blab it. It's not enough. It's not enough, beloved, to give you a financial breakthrough. You must follow those three steps. Step number one, to glory be to God, hallelujah, is to know it's God's will to prosper you. That's the very first thing. Glory be, you have to know it. You have to believe it, and you have to know it and believe it and get ready to receive it. The second step, beloved, is to know God's promises. You must know God's promises, and you must act upon them. That's where the obedience comes in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keeping your eyes off your circumstances and your lack and meditating on God's promises. Confessing the promises into your circumstances. But after you finish step one and step two, beloved, glory be to God, unless you complete step three, you will never realize the fullness and the abundance, the greatest possible abundance that God has for you. And step three is for you to honor God with all of your substance. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We pray that you will, amen, take heed to the word of God today. Amen. That you will take inventory over your life and over your situation and determine that you are being faithful to God. You're being truthful with God. You're not being shady with God. Glory be to God. But you're being honest with God and authentic. And you are honoring God with the first fruits of all of your increase. Handshake offerings, birthday offerings, income tax returns, glory be to God. Any form of money, any form of increase that comes into your hand, God gets the first fruits. This is the will of God, and this is the blessed purposes and the will of God, beloved. And when we walk in obedience, now we can claim. Now we can claim God's promises of financial security and financial breakthrough. Why? Because we have taken all the necessary steps to manifest so that God can manifest his greatest possible abundance in and through our lives. Are you ready? Amen. Glory be to God. If you, amen, need to confess your sins, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. And then ask God to give you another chance. Give you another chance. Amen. To get it right. Get it right. It all belongs to him anyway. Everything belongs to God, even what you think is yours. Even what you think is yours belongs to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't even belong to you. Everything belongs to God. Amen. So let us freely and willfully get a different, amen, perspective and a different mindset. Amen. And let us be like our Father. Amen. Who is a giver? He is a natural giver. Amen. And we want to do the same thing. Amen. That's the lifestyle that we want to live. Amen. We want to give all day, every day, give willingly, give freely. Amen. Give, 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 give unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you're listening today, amen, I want you to know, amen, that God wants you to give, amen, not for his sake, but for your sake, for your sake. But more important, beloved, than your possessions, amen, God wants you. God wants you. He tells us in the book of Romans, amen, chapter number 12, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you will present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Amen. God wants you. Amen. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Ye must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Amen. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen. Give the Lord your heart. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Ye shall be saved. Amen. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Accept, open your heart, open your mouth, invite Jesus in as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. To rule, amen, from the throne of your heart. Amen. To be your God, to be your Lord, to be your King, to be your everything. Amen. And then ask him to help you, amen, to become a follower, a disciple, amen, of his. Amen. To be used in this earth. And then you will see Jesus, amen, when you transition, because it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that to judgment. Amen. Glory be to God. Have you did it this morning? Welcome to the family of God. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making Jesus your choice. Reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Amen. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, that's right. I said 7 days. We don't even think about it no more. We just do it. We don't even think about it. Amen. We just do what the Lord is calling us to do. We have an altar prayer. Amen. When we meet 5 days a week, 2 times a day. Amen. We have Wednesday nights. Amen. We've been going back and forth, but our Wednesday night Bible study is remains. With our platforms have just been going back and forth, but we're about to make some announcements pertaining to that. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's a lot going on. Amen. We invite you to please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For each and every one of you. Amen. And your prayers. Amen. Your support. Amen. To this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our audience out there that we have never met, and those of you that we know, we want to thank God for you. Amen. And being a part of our journey. Amen. We want to thank all those who serve in this ministry in any form. Amen. And capacity. Thank you for your service this week and every week, this day and every day. Amen. And to God be all the praise. And to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Amen. We want to know, to invite each and every one of you to our Good Friday services. Amen. It's taking place. Amen. Our services is from, begins at 12 noon, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Amen. The doors of the church will open at 11 o'clock, and we have 7 anointed speakers. Amen. It's going to come and speak on the 7 last sayings of Christ. Amen. So come on out, bring your family with you, bring your friends with you, and let us fellowship. Amen. In the joy of the Lord. This concludes our services for today, for this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, there's 3 steps to your financial prosperity. If you miss a step, there's no shortcuts in the Lord's kingdom. You can't miss a step. Amen. How about that last step, that third step, is the final step. Amen. Honor the Lord with all of your increase. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch what God will do. Watch how God will increase you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you can't be God's given, no matter how hard you try. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. We cancel and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. Thank you, Father. Father God, we want to say thank you for all of those who have served in this ministry this week, Father God, in any form of capacity. We thank you for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless the offerings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you would return, Father God, back to the giver, Father God, as they are acknowledging you in tithes and offerings, and also acknowledging you in first fruit offerings, Father, honoring you with all of their substance, being obedient to your word. And God, you will always honor obedience, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you would return back to them, Father, according to your word. And we say thank you for it. Even right now, Father, we seal this prayer, this service, Father God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Every spirit of retaliation, we bind, we rebuke it, we nullify it, we cancel it, and we declare it null and void in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. So not the same time, but definitely at the same place and the same station. Amen. This is Apostle Alfreda, and it's my pleasure to serve the Lord every day. Every day. It's my pleasure to do so. Amen. Blessings to you and blessings to your family. Amen. God bless you. Amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now, you have won it all for me. Every voice we sing.
Alive.